Hello and welcome to the Super English Language Learner podcast, which is making a guest appearance on the Super German Language Learner podcast. My name's Aidan. Actually, a large number of people learning German with me are non-native English speakers who are also learning English. So they ought to find this interesting, and maybe native speakers of English too, because you never stop learning your native language. The level of English is upper intermediate to lower advanced, B2 to C1. This is an audio version of an article from my series, The Magic of Words, which started out a few years ago as The Magic of German Words, and then I decided to write about some English words too. This is the first one. In the audio version, you can hear the words, how they're pronounced, and I can tell the story using my own voice, and that brings the words to life. I'm going to take you on a random journey through the meanings, associations, and connotations of the word love. A connotation is a related meaning that is suggested or implied. There are show notes for this episode available to my students and supporters, and if you go to my Buy Me a Coffee page, you'll find them there. www.buymeacoffee.com/AOR languages. Whether you're learning English as a foreign language or learning German, or if you're a native speaker of English, I hope you'll enjoy this meander through the myriad meanings of the word love. So, what is love? Well, if you look in a dictionary, there are basically two meanings. First meaning, a deep affection for another person, a feeling of caring and concern for them, and attraction for them. But actually, it can also be to a country or city. For instance, I love New York, or I love my country. So not just another person. The other meaning is something that you like to do or you are enthusiastic about. For instance, I love learning languages. It's related to the word Liebe in German, L-I-E-B-E. Ich liebe dich. In the Romance languages, the word derives from the Latin word amor. In French, je t'aime. In Spanish, te amo. In Portuguese, amuta. I think I got the pronunciation okay there. It's one of the most used and most common words in the English language. According to tradition in ancient Greece, there are actually 8 different types of love. Eros, romantic love. Philia, affectionate love. Storge, familiar love. Ludus, playful love. Pragma, enduring love. Mania, obsessive love. Agape, universal love. Philautia, self-love. I tried to pronounce them in a Greek style. Eros and mania are the words from this list most often used in English. A peculiarity of the word love is that the O is pronounced like a U. It's written as if it was pronounced love, like stove, S-T-O-V-E. But if you say it like that, it sounds very similar to loathe, L-O-A-T-H-E, which means to hate. And so we have the expression, love it or loathe it, which means love it or hate it. Well, there is a saying, there's a thin line between love and hate. That's a song and film title, actually. If you go to some parts of England, you'll hear perfect strangers calling you love. For instance, you may go into a shop and they'll say, what would you like, love? All right, love, that's £2. It's just a friendly form of address, I think probably used more by women than men. Another related meaning, only found in England, is lovey, L-U-V-V-I-E. It's a derogatory word, that's to say it's critical and negative, and it's used to describe people like actors. I found your performance absolutely marvellous, lovey. I'm not sure if the loveys in theatrical circles actually say that. I think it's a bit of a cliché. Another interesting aspect of the word love is when it's in combination with the word make. To make love, the meaning has changed. In the past, for instance in the 1920s or maybe even up to the 50s, to make love was to talk to someone, to express affection, to woo them, W-O-O, like you're trying to gain their affections, like when you're courting, as they used to say. But in the modern sense, since the 1960s, I think, there's a sexual meaning. John Lennon and Yoko Ono said, people should make love, not war. There's also a love-in, which came, I think, from California in the 1960s, a peaceful public gathering focusing on meditation, love, music, oh, and other things. Yes, look it up in your own time. Another intriguing use of love is in tennis. In the rather strange scoring system they use in tennis, love means zero or nothing. The explanation I heard as a child was that it comes from French. L'œuf, L'OEUF, is the French for the egg. And because a zero looks like an egg, they called it love. But apparently that explanation is not right. Another possibility is that if you were scoring love, or scoring zero, well obviously you're not very good, and you're just playing tennis for the love of it. Which one is correct? I'm not sure. In British popular entertainment, a famous catchphrase of the well-loved TV presenter Bruce Forsyth was, "All right, my loves," he used to say it like that. It was often heard on game shows, and he would be addressing the contestants, or perhaps the audience. "All right, my loves." Maybe some people below a certain age may not recognise this. One area where the word love is extremely common is in the world of music. The famous podcaster Toronto Mike counted 1,187 songs with love in the title. I'm not going to go through all of them, but here are some of my favourite titles. "Silly Love Songs" by Paul McCartney, 1976. "Soul Love" by David Bowie, 1973. "Love Me Tender" by Elvis Presley, 1956. "Love Shack" by the B-52s, 1989. "Love Me, Love My Dog" by Peter Shelley, 1975. "Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have" by Pete Shelley, Buzzcocks, 1978. And "What Is Love" by Hadaway, 1993. Try searching for those songs and read the lyrics. You also find the word love in names of artists or groups. For instance, the Love Unlimited Orchestra, founded by Barry White. A band called Love became famous in the 1960s, led by Arthur Lee. Another was called the Lovin' Spoonful. The list goes on and on. The word love was also satirised as love, spelt L-E-U-V-E, because that's how many soul singers used to pronounce it, including Barry White. He always used to talk about love, which I think has an African-American sound to it. Those who are familiar with English grammar will know that you can't use love in the present continuous. You can't say, "I am loving you," because that would mean I'm only loving you at the moment, but not in an hour. Love would be temporary. It's only used in the present simple, so it means all the time. Except when it's a slogan by McDonald's, "I'm loving it." There, I think it's probably the second meaning of enjoying. I'm enjoying it. But "I'm loving it" sounds better. And I think it's something that people say mostly over in North America. Unlike in maths and science, language has no limitations. Rules are there to be broken. In our family, we like to use the expression "labsya," that's L-A-B-S, and then Y-A. What other strange pronunciations of love can you think of? We also say, "give her my love," or "give him my love," when we want to pass on our regards to someone. I just mentioned the word enjoy, and the grammatical rule is that you can say, "I love walking in the rain," or "I love to walk in the rain." Both are correct. "I enjoy walking in the rain" is correct, but "I enjoy to walk in the rain," no, that's not correct. Why not? Because it isn't. It's just usage, the way the language is used. It's really always best to learn phrases, not just individual words. "I enjoy walking in the rain." Love has a symbol. It's the big red heart, made famous by the graphic designer Milton Glaser in 1976, when he designed the "I Love New York" logo, which has been copied for use by cities and many other things all over the world. On social media and in messages, we often use the red heart emoji. But did you know that it started off as the black heart emoji? Because the early computers and printers could only do black and white. And what about the expression "love bomb"? What exactly does that mean? Well, it's an attempt to influence a person by demonstrations of attention and affection. That's according to the Oxford Dictionary. I find it very interesting how names with the word love in them have a certain mystique or strangeness to them. In Liverpool, John Lennon lived on Menlove Avenue. Menlove. It begs the question, what do men love? Menlove Avenue was named after Alderman Thomas Menlove, a distinguished member of the Liverpool local council in the past. There's also Dr. Strangelove. Just the sound of that name makes me want to smile. It's the famous film made in 1964 starring Peter Sellers. Can you think of any other examples of names with the word love in them? Not to mention all the films with love in the title, from Love Story, Love Actually, Shakespeare in Love. How many can you think of? There are sayings with love in them. Love is blind. All is fair in love and war. A face only a mother could love. A labour of love. That's a piece of hard work that you do because you enjoy it and not because you will receive any money or praise for it. I suppose you could call this podcast a labour of love, but it's okay. I love producing content, whether it's in audio, video or written form. And so that's the end of my article on the word love. We are all language learners, whether we are native speakers learning new and unusual words in our mother tongue, or whether we're learning a foreign language. All languages are interrelated. You can find the show notes for this episode on my Buy Me A Coffee pages. Go to buymeacoffee.com/AORlanguages. Many thanks for listening, and I hope you'll listen to this podcast again soon.